As a writer, Paul Auster has been prolific. His novels, poetry, and nonfiction have been translated into over 30 languages and won numerous international awards. And for this show, he served as the editor of the National Story Project. Paul Auster has also written screenplays and directed movies. His new film, out this weekend at the Independent Film Center in New York, is called The Inner Life of Martin Frost. The backstory actually appeared in one of his novels, 2002's The Book of Illusions. The film is about a reclusive writer who falls in love with a stranger. She hides her true identity as long as she can. She's a muse sent to inspire Martin Frost to write his greatest work.
I didn't know what else to do. I had to find a way to make you trust me. After a day or two, I thought you'd figure it out on your own, and then it wouldn't matter anymore.
Figure out what?
Don't you get it, Martin? We've been together for almost a week, and you're telling me you still don't get it.
Who are you? What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, Martin, it doesn't matter who I am.
Of course it does. It matters very much.
No, my darling, it doesn't.
How can you say that?
It doesn't matter because you love me.
Paul Auster, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
It's nice
to be back here.
It's nice to have you back here.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the plot of this movie, The Inner Life of Martin Frost. You called this a fantastical story in the spirit of Nathaniel Hawthorne. Tell us a little bit about what happens here.
Well, it's a rather unusual story. It's a story about a man who writes a story about a man who writes a story. So there are three levels in it. But what you're seeing on screen is a writer coming to a country house owned by friends. He's just finished writing a novel. He's tired. He wants to rest. His friends are away, and they've given him the house for as long as he wants it. And suddenly he gets an idea for a story. And he goes to bed that night thinking about the story. He wakes up in the morning, and suddenly there's a beautiful woman in bed next to him, Claire, played by Ihan Jacob, the French actress. And David Thewlis is Martin Frost, the British actor. Claire, Martin slowly discovers, is his muse.
By the way, Ihan Jacob, of course, is known to a lot of our listeners as the star of The Double Life of Veronique.
Yes.
She dies in this picture, in the middle, as he is coming to the end of his story. Claire is in another room, and she's expiring.
Well, you see, she is the story. And so the closer he gets to finishing it, the more sick she becomes, until when he types the last period of the last sentence, she dies. And he walks into the room where she's lying in bed with the story in his hand, and suddenly he understands. He figures it out. It takes him a few moments. And what he does is he burns the story in the fireplace, and she comes back to life.
What are you doing? My God, Martin, what are you doing?
I'm buying you back, Claire. 37 pages for your life. It's the best bargain I've ever made.
But you can't do that. It's not allowed.
Maybe not, but I'm doing it, aren't I? I've changed the rules.
Oh, Martin. Oh, Martin. You don't know what you've done.
So this unreal, muse-like creature is suddenly part of the real world. How are they going to deal with this and cope with it?
Is this about protecting the creative spirit? Is part of what you're trying to explore here really about the creative process, which is so fragile, and the difficulty of keeping that creative spirit alive?
Well, I do think of it as a story about the imagination and how people go about making things up, and how when you're truly living inside your imaginary creations, you begin to lose your grasp on what's real and what's not real, because the imaginary takes on such power inside an artist that it feels as real as so-called reality.
You said that this story is written in the spirit of Nathaniel Hawthorne. What do you mean?
Well, Hawthorne wrote rather fantastical stories. I think some of the greatest stories ever written by an American. You can think of stories like The Birthmark, which has this fabular quality to it. A man marries a woman who's beautiful, and he's a scientist, but she has one flaw, a birthmark, and he wants to remove it. But of course, in removing the birthmark, he kills her. And, this is a typical Hawthorne kind of story. And I think Martin Frost is somehow in that tradition as well.
Now, there's another actor in this movie, and that is, of course, Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos, one of the great running dramas of our time. Tell us a little bit about his role.
Yeah, well, Michael plays a plumber, Fortunato, who also writes in his spare time. And he's a bit of a nut. He talks and talks and talks. He probably has more lines of dialogue than the two main characters.
So you're not writing anything now?
A little.
And other than that, you just hang around this big old house all alone, no one to talk to? No wonder you're depressed. What you need's a little diversion.
Maybe.
Have you ever heard of screwdriver darts?
It's pretty impressive.
Just warming up.
Michael, I've known for many years. In fact, he even auditioned as far back as 1994 for Smoke.
And you cut him.
Well, we cut. He was too young for the part. And then when I made Lulu on the Bridge in 98, I hired him for a role, a small role. And then he got something better. And I think it might have been The Sopranos. And but I always wanted to work with Michael. I've admired him a lot. And he told me at one point that the only scripts for films he ever gets are cops and robbers. And he's either a cop or a robber. And he's sick of it. He doesn't want to just do that. And I was writing the screenplay for The Inner Life of Martin Frost. Then I said, Michael, I think I've got a part for you.
Well, what happens to this little film now?
Well, we opened, and I hope it expands. Later this month, it's going to have its European premiere at the San Sebastian Film Festival in Spain. So, fingers crossed, we'll see what happens.
Well, Paul Auster, thank you very, very much for joining us, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you, Jackie, so much. Good to talk to you.
That's novelist, screenwriter, and director Paul Auster. His latest film is The Inner Life of Martin Frost. It opened this weekend in New York City.